You could win a trip to see No Doubt at the Sphere in Las Vegas. Be caller 20 when you hear a block of No Doubt might come up at any time here on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? On today's show, we have What's Up with Florida? A guy called 911 because his food portion was too small. You can get a Disney license plate very soon. I'm sure a lot of people will be happy to hear that. We have great news. This story is about dogs, which I couldn't love more. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we have tickets for you to go to Youngblood, sold out at the Greek May 22nd. And you keep listening for No Doubt, a block of No Doubt. You'll win tickets to see them at the Sphere in Las Vegas. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Will you stop it with that?
This is such a special story. Just imagine this. These are 1 to 3-year-old beagles bred for medical research. So after months of negotiations, even some rescue attempts, the story of these beagles has a new chapter.
Great news is coming up next on Kids.
This is such a special story. Just imagine this. These are 1 to 3-year-old beagles bred for medical research. So after months of negotiations, even some rescue attempts, the story of these beagles has a new chapter.
This is a great story that has been years in the making. A place called Ridgeland Farms, located near Madison, Wisconsin, is a controversial facility that has bred thousands of beagles for biomedical research for over 60 years. And they finally have been forced to give up the dogs.
This morning, hundreds of beagles getting their first taste of freedom after being rescued from a research lab in Wisconsin. 200 dogs arriving at Big Dog Ranch, which has facilities in Florida and Alabama, where they will be available for adoption soon.
It does the heart good to see 200 beagles running around and playing. It's so sweet.
They need just somebody to love them. They get to have a family, get to be a dog.
They're expecting 100 more in the coming weeks. This is just the start of a massive effort to rehome 1,500 beagles from Ridgeland Farms Research Facility.
1,500 dogs total.
Hundreds more being taken by bus and even plane to animal rescues around the country. This comes after animal rights activists tried to storm the facility to free the dogs, which have been bred for medical research.
These activists are literally rushing the fence and bending it down and trying to get inside and let the dogs loose. After years of fighting over this, they finally gave in.
Video released by activists shows dogs inside the facility pacing in numbered cages. Last fall, Ridgeland Farms was accused of performing procedures that constituted animal mistreatment, which the company denies.
We didn't do it. We didn't do anything wrong, but we'll sell all of our dogs.
But they agreed to sell the dogs to 2 rescue organizations for an undisclosed amount of money.
Throughout this whole story, there are hundreds of beagles just running around, jumping and playing.
I'm just so happy for each and every one of them.
And we know this morning that the Big Dog Ranch Rescue there in Florida is accepting donations for the dogs. Just a couple of weeks ago, they raised $500,000 at their fundraiser. And you'll be happy to know the beagles will be sent around the country now for adoption.
They're a wonderful breed.
Mm-hmm. They really are.
And that's things going as they should. That's great news. Latest from Evanescence, who you follow on the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. Another chance for you to win a trip to see No Doubt in Las Vegas at the Sphere. When you hear a block of No Doubt, be caller 20 when the second song starts. Right now, let's do Florida.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the it's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Florida man arrested after repeatedly calling 911 about restaurants' small clams. This guy's name is Nelson Augusto. He ordered seafood at Krabby's Seafood Shack, but was disappointed upon seeing the size of the clams. One of the workers there actually warned him about this and said, hey, by the way, the clams are a little small. And he said, bring them on. I need me some clams. And then he saw that they were small, and he complained to the restaurant. He said, these clams are small. And they said, dude, that's what we told you. You know what? We'll make it good for you. We're going to give you another serving of clams for free on the house so you can eat enough clams. And dude from Florida said, not good enough. I'm calling the police. Now, here's the 911 call. It's a little hard to understand, but he is asking for an officer. He wants an officer to come to the restaurant because his clams are small.
911 emergency. You should call police for a medical.
Hello?
This is 911 emergency. You should call police, fire, medical.
Yes. Can I call for an officer?
I need an officer.
I'm sorry, you need what?
I call for an officer because I was just speaking to a dispatcher and I was telling her about Krabby Seafood.
I wish I could be inside the mind of the 911 operator when she hears the words, I'm eating at Krabby Seafood.
And I ordered something that it was extremely so small and they charged
me. Okay, I need you to call back on a non-emergency line.
All right, that's the first time she tells him to call back on a non-emergency line.
Okay, so who do I call?
Let me give you a number. It's 772-287-1122.
What are the odds he remembers that number?
Okay, what is that for?
That's for the non-emergency number.
Yeah, but that's for an officer to come?
Is that for an officer to come? Yeah.
That's for the non-emergency number for you to make your report, yes.
All right, I'm sure he has it now.
Okay, but I want somebody to come.
You need to call that number. This is 911 for emergencies. Hang up and call that number, and they will help you.
Well done, sir. Hang up and call the non-emergency number.
Okay, 772 what?
287.
287.
1122.
1122. Okay, thank
you. All righty, bye.
Then Nelson forgets that number and calls back 911, and they send an officer and they arrest him because Florida. What would you say if I told you you could get an official Disneyland license plate? Not a license plate frame, but the actual license plate. They've already done it in Florida. They're talking about doing one in Southern California.
They released a Disney World specialty plate. Now, it's not known what the design here in California will be, but Florida released this in 2021.
It's a Disney World license plate that has the Magic Castle sort of etched into the actual license plate.
And by late last year, it had raised over $5 million, all to benefit the Florida Make-A-Wish campaign. Now, here in California, state officials announced plans yesterday to launch a specialized Disney-themed license plate.
I know 10 people, probably, who will get this immediately.
That would raise money for children's hospitals across California. The California state treasurer said the plate will move forward in the DMV's approval process as soon as 7,500 people get on the pre-order interest list, which can be found on the treasurer's website.
You'll have to look that up yourself. I don't know what that is.
Once that number is met, the design review process begins. The final design and open pre-sale orders would be in the coming months.
I may know 20 people that will want to get this.
Now, the specialized plates would cost $50 for sequential numbers and $103 for personalized ones. There would also be a non-refundable credit card processing fee and an annual renewal fee of $40 for regular plates and $83 for personalized plates.
Just take the money.
In addition to vehicle registration costs. Some of the hospitals that would benefit from the program include Children's Hospital Los Angeles, Loma Linda University Children's Hospital, UC Davis Children's Hospital, and UC Irvine Health Children's Hospital. In total, there are 13.
Now, you know my love for the interviews that reporters do while they're out on the street. And the first person that this woman talks to is a child who doesn't have a car.
Yeah, what do you think? A Disneyland license plate for your car.
I think it's great.
I don't know how you get a Peabody Award for news reporting, but that reporter and that interview deserve to go in whatever Hall of Fame there is for bad interviews of people on the street.
Now, once again, there's no exact timing on this.
Sorry, you're done. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
We've got three things at four coming up. I'm going to tell you about the most awkward marriage proposal gone wrong that went down at Fenway Park over this past weekend.
Love it. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a Starbucks customer got upset after his order total came out to be $6.66. Here's the interaction.
For you. Yeah, I don't like this total. Are you able to just add something else, like a penny?
Personally, I don't like it either. I don't know if I can do a penny. Let me see. I think our cheapest option is going to be maybe a dollar popcorn, like a cheese stick, or possibly, even though the total's bad, that tip would bring it up.
Oh, this total's awful. It's not just bad. This total's demonic.
What do you expect Starbucks to do about that?
Does that guy also know that when you're staying on the 14th floor of a hotel, yeah, you really are on the 13th floor?
I got
such a kick out of that.
Wow.
Number two, not even a classic Fenway Park proposal can go right for the Red Sox and their fans this season. During the fifth inning of a game against the Astros over the weekend, a couple was shown on the Jumbotron with the words, "Sarah Lynn, will you marry me?" But the woman in the video didn't look at the screen once, and the body language between the couple was so uncomfortable. As the woman was asked by him, "Do you want to marry me?" she seemed to say, "I don't know."
Yes.
The man went in to kiss her, and she very hesitantly kissed him back, and then it said on the screen, "Congratulations, Douglas and Sarah," on the Jumbotron, and the whole crowd, just everybody knew that what was going on. This wasn't going the way, so the two continued to talk awkwardly while the man kept pointing at the camera and the screen and trying to get her to look at it, and then finally the feed just cut off. And I think it's the most painful failed proposal I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, it was great. And number three, a police officer is going viral after pulling over his own mother for speeding. Here's what happened.
"Now, this is my son that pulled me over because I was speeding.
Now tell him why." "Yeah, exactly. You said it. You were speeding."
"Well, no, I know not to say it when, but anyway, my thing says 60 miles an hour.
It says 60 when you looked in the mirror and see me light you up. If anybody else would have pulled you over, you'd have went to jail. Then you'd have been calling me from in there."
"You know what? It's all these computers in this car is messing up, so that was probably wrong."
"You had to be going at least over 65. At least 65, because I had to go at least 65 to try to catch you."
"Well, you weren't supposed to try to catch me anyway. I gotta go to the daycare and see about your daughter."
"All right, look, slow it down. I don't wanna have this come try to bail you out of jail, all right?"
"Oh, if I be in jail, then okay.
Nice.
All right.
Slow it down, Ma. I'll see you later."
"Thank you, sir."
Wow.
That interaction warmed my heart and made me laugh so hard that I had
fantastic.
To share it. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I love a band called Leap from England. They have a song called The Downfall from 2024, and they just put out a new stripped version of that song, and I couldn't love it more. It's kind of emo-ish, grunge-ish music. It's Leap, and this song is called The Downfall, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Makes my little emo heart happy. That is Leap. The Downfall is the name of that song. It's the stripped-down version on K-Rock. Julia Wolf and In My Room on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. You brought in a story about somebody at Starbucks.
Yes. Yeah, so this customer got upset after his order total came out to be $6.66.
"Can I get for you?"
"Yeah, I don't like this total. Are you able to just add something else, like a penny?"
"Personally, I don't like it either.
I don't like the total either. It's $6.66.
I don't know if I can do a penny. Let me see. I think our cheapest option is going to be maybe a dollar popcorn, like a cheese stick, or possibly, even though the total's bad, that tip would bring it up."
"Oh, this total's awful. It's not just bad. This total's demonic."
"Okay.
It's total demonic."
"Okay." Look, I understand.
"Starbucks is Illuminati."
I think that always gives people a pause for a second, right?
Yeah.
When you see 666
anywhere.
Oh, for
sure. I've had it come up as my total before, and right. you do look at it.
You look
go,
at it and you go, well,
oh, you go, okay, all right, well, here's $6.66.
Right.
Sir.
Or here's
yeah.
$10.
Exactly.
Just give me some change.
Exactly, yeah.
So we're going to talk about superstitions today at 800-520-1067. Where did you get your superstitions from?
Oh, my gosh. So you know my crazy British grandmother. She
yes.
was full of them. So one of the things that we could never do, and she would freak out, would be if we put our shoes on the table in any capacity, and she would start screaming, "You can't have your shoes on the table!" And she'd pull them off.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why would you put shoes on a table?
Well, I think, like, sometimes, I don't know, it can happen from
okay.
time to time, where you're just carrying something, whatever you're
carrying.
You just
set it down
and you just set it down for a second. You're not even thinking about it. And she would freak out. And then I'm sure that we just knew it drove her nuts, and we would just try to do it anyway. And then she would also say we could never open umbrellas inside of the house.
I've heard that one, yeah.
And then the major one was, if you were stirring something, like say your coffee with a knife instead of a spoon, she would say, "Stir with a knife, stir up strife." That's what she would always. So she would.
Meaning, you use a knife instead of a spoon, you're inviting
bad things into your life. And she lived by superstitions. She really did. So it kind of has messed me up in my life.
Of course.
To where I can't, like, shoe on the table. I really.
But if there's a knife there and there's nothing else to stir your coffee, you just go unstirred?
I feel like I might. I might.
Really?
I don't know. I might go unstirred. Yeah. Do you have any? You don't seem like a superstitious kind of guy.
I think so. No. Yeah. I know that there was one that was hat on the bed.
Oh, yes.
Don't put
That's
what
a
do
big
you
one.
Do? As if the world was stopping and looking at me.
Yes.
Going, hey, what's up? Why are you putting a hat on the bed?
Oh,
like
God.
The bed god is going to go, hey, get the hat off.
The bed god is going to strike you down.
Right. All right. What are your superstitions? That is our phone topic at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we're going to send you to see Youngblood at the Greek Theater on the 22nd.
It is sold out. We've got your tickets for your superstitions at 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067 about your superstitions.
The 562 said, a weird superstition I got from my family is never have two mirrors face each other. It was always looked at as a way to open a portal for evil spirits. I think at this point, let's just let them in.
Wow. We're all a little bit crazy.
Yep.
We're taking your phone calls on superstitions at 800-520-1067. You can call and or text.
And for the best one, we're going to send you to see Youngblood at his sold-out show at the Greek Theater coming up on the 22nd.
All right. What was the one you were talking about with your grandma?
Yeah, so that was where we would get yelled at if we put shoes on the table because she said it was really bad luck to do that.
And you wanted to call and say what?
Hi, I wanted to share why people don't like to have the shoes on the bed or the table.
Okay, go ahead.
So traditionally, when you die, they would fold your clothes and put your shoes on the coffin or the table next to the coffin. So that's why people don't like to put them on the bed because it's like a precursor. Like, oh, no, you're not dead. Don't do it.
Oh, God. It looks like you're going to die, basically.
But do you live by that?
I don't do it. Yeah, I've always been like, ew, don't do it. Don't want to tempt fate.
Don't want to tempt fate. So you might fall dead if you tempt fate that way.
Yeah.
I love it.
Why tempt it? Just, you know, like play it safe. It's safe as a plan when you play in a dangerous world.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll drive and text, but I'm not putting shoes on the table.
K-Rock, hello.
So my grandmother taught me this, from your mouth to God's ear.
Right, I've heard that.
Anything bad about someone else. And if you do, you have to bite your tongue to take it away.
Oh.
I'm sorry, wait. So if you're talking badly about somebody else in private.
I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
So I'm a teacher, and a kid was absent for a while, high school.
Right.
And I asked the class, hey, anybody know him? Do you know what happened to him? You know, is he homesick? And then one of the kids said, yeah, he got shot. He's dead.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my God, are you kidding? And the whole class was like, oh, my God. And then he's like, no, I'm kidding. I'm like, bite your tongue. Let me see you bite it. Don't say that.
What?
Oh, my God.
You made him bite his tongue?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not bleeding. Just, you know, let me see a little tongue and teeth.
And I guess that's where it says bite your tongue. That's where it's a literal phrase.
Yes.
Wow, you're crazy. I love it. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I got rear-ended one time listening to Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight. So whenever that song comes on the radio, I have to change it. Otherwise, I get rear-ended.
It's more of like a trigger now at
this
point.
What if you're not driving? You're walking down the street. You think a car will hit you?
Oh, then it's great.
Okay.
And then you even do the drum solo while you're walking. That you air drum it out.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Superstition. If I'm running errands or I'm out for the day and I don't see a white butterfly, then I feel like my day's going to be off, and it usually is.
Okay, I have to admit, I get it. Because
what?
when I see a butterfly, for me it's a monarch, I get really excited and I'm like, okay, today's going to be an amazing day. So I understand what
me
you're talking
too.
About. Yes.
Me too.
But if you don't see one, you think you're going to have a bad day.
Yeah. And then, but then it's like, does it just become a self-fulfilling prophecy? I don't know.
Yes is the answer. Yes, of course. Of course that's the answer. K-Rock, hello.
Hello. We're asking for superstitions, right?
Yes. What do you got?
Well, this is kind of a funny one, but when the Dodgers went back to the World Series last year, I bought a new hat. It arrived on Game 6. They won Game 6, they won Game 7, and I swear every time I wear it, good things happen to me. So I just try to wear it as often as possible now.
Just this last World Series you bought it?
Well, I've had a few Dodger hats.
Okay.
But I was like, I told my sister and I, we were like, we're going to get new hats if they go. So we bought them, and then they arrived on Halloween, like the day before Halloween. So I was wearing it all day on Halloween, which is Game 6.
Which was a hell of a game.
A crazy game.
Yep.
And then I wore it again on games, and then all my friends were like, wear it again. I'm wearing it again. I wore it again.
Do you have it on today?
Game 7. I do not because I'm working today. But
son of a bitch.
Damn it.
We are taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067 about your superstitions.
Okay, the 323 said, my mother had the superstition that if you smiled when an infant smiled, that you would steal their happiness. So she smacked me when my newborn baby was born and I smiled at him. Oh, my God.
We are taking your superstitions at 800-520-1067.
The 909 says, Grandma would flip out when we would break any type of glass, saying that it's bad luck, and would immediately sprinkle water, making a cross three times.
Grandmas are crazy.
I know.
They're
all over it. I'm learning a lot today.
We are taking phone calls on your superstitions. You have one?
My mom didn't believe in green cars.
Your mom didn't believe in green cars.
Green bicycles, green cars, anything that was said to drove or rode that was green, she said, don't get it. It's bad luck.
What's the reasoning?
I don't know. I wanted a Mercedes-Benz, and it was when we were little, and we got a Mercedes-Benz. I go, I want the green one. She goes, oh, no, we can't get the green Mercedes. We have to get something else because it's bad luck.
What the hell? I wonder where that comes from.
I don't know. It's my favorite color.
K-Rock, hello.
We have this thing where, like, if you drop coins on the ground, you don't pick them up because, you know, the whole find a penny and pick it up all day long, you'll have good luck. So if you take away someone's luck, it's bad luck on you.
So if you drop change, you just have to leave it there for the next person.
I have to. And I was coming out of the laundromat one day. I had just got about $3 worth of quarters, and I dropped them all on the ground outside.
I'm and like, you left them all there?
I had to.
So you had to go and get all new quarters to do your laundry?
Right? It's $3. It's okay. But yeah, I was so, yeah.
You're crazy.
I love it.
I love that. K-Rock, hello. Superstitions.
Superstition. Okay, this is a Mexican one.
Okay.
Okay, at least Hispanic culture, maybe. So when I was little and I would wake up like with a sore or stiff neck, not just myself, to anybody, my grandma would tell them, okay, just wear your dirty underwear around your neck and you should be fine.
Wear your dirty underwear around your neck.
What?
Yep.
Your grandma was totally f***ing with you. Did anyone ever do it?
I know my uncle totally did it, for sure.
Oh, my God. I have never heard anything
close
to that.
And it had to be dirty underwear, not clean.
I mean, like, no, they have to be the worn underwear.
Wow.
Wow.
That's wild, yeah.
She needs to be committed. K-Rock, hello.
Yes, I have so many. I'm Hispanic, but the one big one is never give anyone a pair of shoes.
Never give anyone a pair of shoes.
What's the reasoning for that?
As a birthday gift, because they will walk out of your life.
Oh.
So you're counting on keeping them hostage by not giving them shoes.
Either that one, or you can also do for like little babies when they have bad fever.
Right.
They put a potato on their forehead instead of medicine because a potato is full of water. It helps absorb the heat. And then you have a baked potato later.
Wait. You're suggesting that then it's baked? You're crazy.
I love it. This is great.
I'm telling you, there's so many. Like, there's one where you hold the baby upside down by their ankle when they are crying a lot.
Yeah, I think we'd rather not talk about holding babies upside down by their feet. If that's cool with you. I feel like that's a good general rule.
Oh my God, wow.
I'd rather not get
this
into that.
Out of control. I
territory.
Love it.
Who's dirty underwear? We have to talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, that's Yvonne.
Yvonne.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Is it possible your grandma had a good sense of humor and was just trying to make you look stupid?
No. She was so funny. You know, may her soul rest in peace. But yeah, she will always have these weird superstitions.
Wow.
That was the one that was like, I was like, ew, that's gross.
Yes, of course that's gross.
Yes, it is. It's so good.
I just wonder if she ever in her life got somebody to walk around in used underwear around their neck.
And if it worked. More importantly,
maybe. I know that when I was little, but I don't recall the pain went away, you know? I don't recall.
Well, congratulations. You are our winner.
Stop.
Yes. You're going to the sold out Youngblood show on the 22nd at the Greek Theater.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, Grandma. We would like you to go to Las Vegas to see No Doubt at the Sphere.
So keep on listening for a block of No Doubt. When you hear it, caller 20, hooking you up with those tickets plus 2-night hotel stay and a gas card. It's coming up on K-Rock.